Again, for Golis, you're afraid the person himself, once you cut his two simonim, started to jump up and down, and his jumping itself caused him to die faster. So again, that's the Ptur in Golis. Avad, if you did it b'meitid, you'd be chayiv misa, but if you do it b'shoik, you'd get potter from Golis. For the Gemara Mai B'nai, what's the difference in the two terutzim? Tishoch to rebeisa neshisha. Ophirchis, you shechted the person in a house that's made out of marble, in other words, it's airtight, no air is going through. For the Ophirchis, the person was jumping around. So if you hold the wind causes it, here there's no wind. But if you say the person is makar of himself, here oh yeah, you also have to be afraid the person did it to himself. In Amid Shachti the Gora full of Pirchis, or else you shachted an outside where there's wind, but you know for sure the person didn't move. See if you hold the wind is mavalvul, is enough to pop to your potter. But if you hold the need the person himself to makar of the Misa, here the person himself did not move, the person himself was not makar of the Misa. But Yehuda, I mean, like Kolodim. Yehuda says, not everybody is Shava. For the Mori Boilu, I have a question. Have Yehuda ben Babel a Kula Polik? Does he argue the Kula to say, even after 3 or 4 or 5 days, Pulu, you could say Adis sometimes, that that's the person that really died? Or Luchumra Polik, maybe he argues, the Tanakama says, for 3 days for sure. And he says, no, sometimes the body rots away so fast, even less than 3 days you can't say Adis. So Torshima coming here. Zugar, what happened by a person, the Tova of the Karmi. He drowned in Karmi. V'yaskuya avei hedja. And they brought him up in avei hedja, levasat lasayim, after 3 days. And vice versa, the people said, Adis, that that's the person that died, and they went to his wife. V'yintzava, ravdimi ben adoy ledvesua, and ravdimi ben adoy let his wife get married. You see, there's a case that even after 3 days, still you can say this upon the person that is dead. V'su, another case happened, who garver the atzva bediglis, that he drowned in the river called Diglis. V'yasku agishra, they brought him up by the bridge, Tishavsifna, from Shashifna. V'yintzava rabu reisua, apume, the shushvini, lebosa chamishu yemi, that rabu let his wife get married, because the shushvini, a friend came after 5 days that the person was dead and said, Adus, that I saw your husband died. Even though we only saw him 5 days after he died. So now, you see these two mice, and that even after 3 days, still you could say that the person died. It's good if you tell me, Lekula Polig, that Yabud in the Mishnah goes Lekula to say, that certain times it's a little cool outside, the person doesn't run away so fast. You could even say this after 5 days. Inu, the others, Yabud ben Baba. They were matter the wife to get married, held like Yabud ben Baba. But if you want to tell me the Chumra Polig, that after 3 days he also agrees you can't say Adis. He's only arguing the Chumra that sometimes even less than 3 days the body rots away. Sin of the Yavit Kaman, who do they do like? And the Gemara of here is no proof. Could be Rav Yudav and Baba is the Chumra. And none of them hold after 3 days is good. But Shani Mai, here the case was the body drowned in the water. That some says that the water shrinks the body and does not let it change yet. Mashma, the body only changes when it bursts up open, when it blows up. But if it only shrinks, it doesn't change. For the moral, I am with Maya Marziv. Before we had a svar that if a person's leg was cut off in the ocean, he'll die. The Teretz is, Maya Marziv Maka, the water irritates the Maka. So in the moral, push it. Hani mili hechadika Maka, it's only when there's a wound there. I will hechadika Maka, when you have no wound, mitzma summis. Then we say, if there's no wound, just the body itself, when it's in the water, it only shrinks. It doesn't run away so fast. So here, where the body was drowned, after 5 days, you could say this. It's only when you brought him up, you saw him right away, even though it's after 5 days. As long as he was in the water the whole time. But if you wait a little bit after he comes up, then mitzvah tofach, then the body blows up and changes right away, and then you will not be able to say this. Because the body changes very fast. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Baita. No follow mine. If somebody was drowning and somebody saw the way the person drowned, then she ached lem safe, where he fell into water, that there is a safe means you could see all four ends of the water, like a small lake. Then she ached lem safe, whether it's a big lake, a big river, that you can't see the four ends. Still ishta asura. You're not allowed to say this, even though you think that he drowned, we have to be afraid, maybe he's still alive. And Amr Rabbi Meir, Maisa Biyech, that was the story of one person, Shenofel Abor HaGodli, fell into a big bore, a big ditch. V'yodol Yachash Lashi Yomim, Imam stayed in the water for 3 days, That's Rav Meir Shita, the person can live there. Even after 3 days he came up. Exactly what it means, I'm not sure, but we'll see in the Gemara, Rav Meir holds he could live in the water even for 3 days. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Besuma Shiora Litzvah B'mor. It happened with a blind person went down to B'tevel in a mor in a cave. The Yorad Moshe Achrov, and the person that was taking care of him also went after him. And both of them drowned in the cave. V'shoa Kadesh Tetzi Nafshem, and the person on top that saw them both drowned waited there until it takes enough time for them to die under the water, whatever it is, a few minutes or an hour. They see you at the Shusayim, and they were matter right away their wives to get married. In other words, not like Remeya. They hold, this is called Mayim, and we'll soon see Shiesh Lem Seif, that you can see the ends of the water. So if you see him under the water, you don't see him come up, for sure he's dead. V'shuv Maisa B'yasi, that from the story also B'asiya. V'yech with one person, Shashashlu L'yam, that they lowered him down, they lowered down this person into the ocean. And then we also B'yodim, when they brought up, it only came up, El Ragli, only his foot. And Omer Chachomin, Minakuva L'mala Tinosei, if what came up was from the ankle, downwards, in other words, the cut was from below the ankle, from below the knee, Minakuva means the knee. If the cut was below the knee, the person is still alive. Minakuva L'mala. If the cut was above the knee, then Tinosei, then for sure he died, and the wife could get married. Minakuva L'mata, but if the cut is from the knee and below, then we say, Lo Tinosei, it's possible for him to still live, and he can't marry his wife, can't get married. Tana Rabbanan, look at a verse like this. No fall l'mayim, if somebody falls into the water, then sheyesh lem seif, whether it's a small body of water that you can see all four ends of it. Then sheyesh lem seif, whether it's a very large body of water that you can't see the ends of it, ishto yasura, his wife could still not get married, divrei Rabbi Meir. We have to be afraid maybe he's still alive. Depends. Mayim sheyesh lem seif, if it's a water that's not so wide, you could see all four sides of it, a small lake, and you saw the way the person drowned, and you did not see him come up, is Ishtoi Moteris. That's good enough aegis to say that the husband is dead, and his wife could get married. But for Shein Lem Seif, let's say there's no end, you can't see the end of the water, like a long river, Ishtoi Asura. Then we say the wife is still also, because we have to be afraid, maybe the body, the person came up way down, and is still alive. So the Moraheski Domi Mayim Sheish Lem Seif, what's called is an end to the water, on Rabbaya. Kol Shoyim, and anybody that's standing, V'roya Mi'abu Ruchaysav, you can see all four corners of it, that's called Mayim Sheyesh Lem Seif, that the wife could get married. Tomorrow, who garvered up in the story of the person, the Tova B'yagma the Samki, that he drowned in the swamp, and Antzava Rav Shila L'dvesuah, Rav Shila matted the wife to get married, he yelled, that's called Mayim Sheyesh Lem Seif, that you could see Edith, that he's dead, the wife could get married. Is Omale Rav L'Shmuel, so Rav said right away to Shmuel, Tone Shamtia, let's put Rav Shela into Shamtia, let's put him into Nidui. Marshal Rav held the Paskin wrong. So Omale, Shmuel said back, Nishlach Leberesha, let's first ask Rav Shela why he did the Pesach, let's see, maybe he made a mistake, it doesn't deserve to be put into Nidui. So Rav listened to Shmuel, they asked Rav Shela, Mayim Shein Lem Seif, if you have a case where a man drowned in water that you can't see the ends, what's the locha? Ishto Yasura on the terrace? Is his wife allowed to get married? Shalachlu Ishto Yasura. I agree, the wife is also. If you can't see the ends of the water, we have to be afraid maybe the person came up further up. The Yagma the Samka the Yaskim then, this swamp that you saw this person drowned, Mayim Sheish Lem Seif or Mayim Shein Lem Seif, what halacha does it have? Shalach Lusa answered back, Mayim Shein Lem Seif. I agree. This is also called like water that does not have an end to it. We'll soon see why. If so, I umar my time over hochi. If so, how come you umar to the wife to get married? If you, what you just said is a stira. You just said water that has no seif, she can't get married. And this agma is also like water that does not have a seif. So how will you umar to the wife to get married? So he answered back with Shaila, Mitatina, I made a mistake, Tak, Anor. That what? And Osavri first I held that Kivan the Kabi the Kaima, since the water is stale, it's like staying still, not moving, it's not live water, Kimayim Sheshtem Slave Domi. That's like water that I could see the ends to it. In other words, since the water wasn't moving, if he came up at any part, I would have seen him. But Velay, I really made a mistake. because Kivundika Gali, since there are waves there, Eimo Gali Ashvalu. We have to be afraid maybe the wave took him far away and he's still alive. So therefore Shaila agreed that he made a mistake. So therefore it was good that Shmuel told Rav not to put him into Shamti. So Gemara says, Kori Shmuel lay the Rav. Shmuel said a pasuk about Rav that Lo Yuna Letzadek Koloven. Hashem doesn't let a tzadik do something wrong. It's like here Rav wanted to put him into Nidui, but Hashem didn't let him because it was like really Shmuel, like Rav Shaila didn't deserve it. Invite the Kori Rav Aledi Shmuel. Rav said about Shmuel. The pasuk says the true Abroiv Yuatz. Says I'm a great person. You have Eitzah. You have a good counsel. Like he Shmuel told Rav what to do. Tan Yom Revi Meir. Maisa b'shnei b'nei yodim. I have a story once with two people, mechamrim mechmorim b'yardim, that they were fishing, they were putting nets up for the catch the fish in the yardim. V'nichnas echem niemdo mechila shadogim. And one of them got caught, like in a mechila, means like a tunnel of the fish. The fish for kids dug out a tunnel there. And Rashi says the pshat is the water is not that deep there, and it's possible for a person to stand there and live there in this tunnel the fish made. Now Vashoka Chama got dark, the person that was inside this cave of the fish couldn't see the opening of the door, he couldn't get out. The other friend that came up already was waiting for his friend to come up and he didn't see him. So he waited a chase for an hour until it takes the time to person to die. He went back home and told his wife, you should know your husband died. The next day, what happened was Zor Chachama. The sun came up, and the person that was caught now in this fish is a tunnel, and like Rashi said, the person could live there, because the water wasn't to the top, there was air there. In the Hikra Pisra, when the sun came up, he saw where the entrance, how to get out of there. Shal Mechila, and he went out. Oh boy, came home. He saw the way his wife was saying, big espedim in his house. So on this, the Gemara says, Omar Rebbe said, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. How great it is what the Chachamim said. Shomru that they said, Mayim Sheish Lem Seif. If the water has a seif to it, it's a small body of water, then you could believe the person that the man really drowned and died there, and therefore Ishtu Materis, the wife could get married. Mashenkin in the case that the water is long, Shein Lem Seif. You can't see the four ends of the water, Ishtu Yasura. See, also, like this was a place here, there was a long river, so he didn't have a right really to come home and say the person was dead. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Nayim Sheishlem Seif, even if it's a small body of water, Nami, we should also be afraid that even if you don't see the person come up after an hour, maybe he's alive though down there in some mechila, in some canal, some tunnel of the fish. Nami Leichish Lemechila Shodogim. Why aren't we afraid that the fish make a tunnel there, that you could live there, there's air there? The Moran says, "B'mayim sheish lem soif mechila shadog mashvichi." With a small body of water, but there's not so much fish are there, they don't make this tunnel underneath. There's no such tunnel for a person to live there. Therefore, we say if a person drowned there, for sure he's dead. Amar Rav Ashi, "Hod yomer rabbanan." Not the rabbanan said, "Mayim sheish lem soif." In the case that it's a large body of water, ishto yasura, that the wife cannot get married. If somebody says they saw the way your husband drowned there, she has no right to get married. So he answered back, Hani Mili, when do we say this binish the yalma with a normal person? Avotzum and Rabbanan, let's say it was a choshuva, the young tzurim and Rabbanan, Talmud Chacham, everybody knows about him, loy. Then, even though the water is ain lem soif, still you could say this to the wife that he's dead and she could get married. Why? Because what are we afraid about? Maybe he got up, he got thrown away to the other side, far away. But either Solik, if he would have got up someplace else, is Kol Islay. There would have been a Kol, everybody would have spoken about it. The Talmud Chacham is still alive. So therefore, since the Kol did not come back, we have a right to say for sure he's dead. The Gemara says, V'loi, it's not true. Loi Shon Inish the Yalm of Loi Shon Tzum and Rabban, there's no difference. That what? The Yevid in. Only be the Yevid. If the wife already got married, then she does not have to have a get. In other words, b'di'eved, even in a case where it's a small, where it's a large body of water, that you can't see the ends, if somebody comes back and tells the wife, you know, I saw your husband drowned there, and she went ahead and got married, b'di'eved, we don't tell her to get a get. Because the vad al pi roiv, the person is taka dead. But the chachila loy, so like starting the chachila, at the beginning, we tell you don't get married. We're afraid for the miyat that maybe the husband is still alive. Now, yeah. Tanya Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Pal machas that once happened, the Yisi Malach the Svinah was going on a ship. For Yisi Svinachas Nishpura, I saw another ship that broke in the ocean. The Kaman was drowning there. For Yisi Mitztara Tamir Chom Shabo, and I felt very bad for the Tamir Chom that were on the ship, like I thought they were drowning and dying. Or Mani Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Kiva drowning there? But of Gishalaisi, when I came up, the Yabosha to the dry land, Bovi Yashuva Don Lefonai Balocha, I saw Rabbi Kiva came in front and spoke to me. So in other words, Rabbi Kiva was saved. So Matilus, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Beni, mi helcho, who saved you? Omali, Rabbi Kiva said back, Adav shal svinin az damali, like a plank of wood from the ship came into my hand. The cholgal v'gal shabolai, every single wave that came upon me, nenesi l'roishay, I like bend my head down, and the wave passed over. So Agav the Gemara says, Mikan from here, Amr Chachomim, im yavoy rishoyim al odom, if a Rosha comes to fight against you, yinanei l'roishay, bend down your head, like let him just pass by, in other words, try and dodge him. Don't go to fight, Rashi said, l'zgoyabem, don't fight the goyim b'olam is there right now. Just try and dodge them, try and stay safe. This is not the Zman now for us to fight back with the goyim, that will be Mitzvah Yemoysa Mashiach. So right now the Yetzer is in a nail of Rosh, just like bend down your head. But Amati, B'yoysa Shor, so Rabbi Gamliel said at that time, Kam G'doylam Divichom, how great the Divichom are. Shomru that they said, Mayim Sheishlam Saif Muteris. If it's a small body of water, then you have a right to say, if you see him drown, that he's really dead, the wife could get married. But Mayim Shemlem Seif, like over here, this big ocean where the keeper was drowning, even though you think he drowned, but Asura, you can't tell his wife that he's dead. Because we have to be afraid like here, something can happen, the person could be saved and come up far away. Tanya would not like this also on Rabbi Kiva. Ta machas yisi malach basvina, as one's going on the ship. For yisi svina achash mitrechas v'yam, I saw another ship that was like drowning. For yisi mitztaira tamir chom mishabo, I felt dead for the tamir chom that were on the ship. Omani, who was on the ship, Rabbi Meir. Ukeshalisilam dinas kaputkiya, when I came out to Meginas kaputkiya, bova yoshava down the phone of aloha, that Rabbi Meir Gufa came and spoke to me in aloha. Is a martless, I said to him, Beni, Mihelcha, who saved you? Omali said, Gal Tradain Lechaveroi. One wave threw me to another wave, for Chaver Lechaveroi, another wave to another wave. Achikyon Liyabosha, until I was finally saved and thrown onto the dry land. Is a martless, I said to him, at that time I said, Rabbi Kiva, that Kamagadelum Divir Chachomin, how great are the words of the Chachomin. Shomu that they said, Mayim Sheishlem Seifish to Materis. If it's a small body of water and you see that it didn't come up, then for sure he's dead. Mashenkein Mayim Sheishlem Seif. If there's water that doesn't have a safe to it, it's far away. Ishtay Asurat, the Lacher is the wife that is us, and you have to be afraid like here. Maybe the waves threw him from one to another and he was saved far away. Tana Rabbanan went like this. Nofu Laguv Arroyis. Somebody falls into a lion's den. Laguv Arroyis. Ain't me no love. You can't say Edis that he's dead. It's possible the lions are not hungry then to not eat him up. If you found somebody that fell into a den where there are a lot of snakes and scorpions, then you could say Edis to the wife that for sure he's dead. No, even if he fell into the den with snakes, you can't say for sure he's dead. Hey, meet him alive. Why, Hashim?